Our speaker of the day, our very own Reverend Connie Beth Crotty.
I hope I can get in there for some reason. We've got to make it now. Well, first of all, I woke up this morning and I heard Rainbow Connection. So I asked Scott if he could find it. He can find anything for us to play. It's wonderful. But the only thing better is if Kermit were singing a duet with Gwen Stefani. Yeah. So anyway, welcome everybody. This time of year, isn't it beautiful to have the sun? You know, it's been so gloomy. But this time of year is the beginning of the most beautiful time of the whole year. For Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's when more people are giving, they're loving, but sometimes people are under stress during these times too. But on my way to class the other night, I don't know if any of you saw the moon this week. Oh my gosh, it's been so beautiful. And on the way to class, it was like very cloudy and the clouds spread and all of a sudden there was this glorious moon, and it was like the vibration just penetrated straight through my being, and the thought I got was remember who you are. And I felt like what it was saying, not just to me, but it was saying to humanity, remember who you are. That seems to be the theme, the mantra for now. Remember who we are. We're spirit. We're more than this human existence. We've come for a reason. If we can go deep within ourselves, we can begin to remember. Remember as a little child some of the dreams you had, perhaps. Remember, if you can remember back then, remember the beginning when everything was so beautiful and so wonderful. It's before we knew about light bills and mortgages and most of us had a wonderful existence. Well, that's what the universe is calling us to be again. Just simple. Just to be who we are. To be kind. To be loving. To remember that love connection, that rainbow connection. And I will tell you from what I know about the Aquarian Age, I don't know, I'm not an astrologer, but supposedly 2020 is going to have lots of changes. Is that for the good? And supposedly those changes are going to be good. But some of them may be not so good. It's the divide. And I remember Spirit talking about this time, and it was talking about there would be a new dispensation, a new energy, a surge of a higher rate of vibration, and that if we got a little bit off kilter, to remember who we are, to get in there and to think of the wonderful things. Think about that song of dreaming. Things no longer work out so much for us spiritually and in a happy, everyday way by hard work anymore. We have to go with the glow of who we are and remembering that specialness that each individual has, that we have come at this time to send our light, to be who we are, to find our purpose. And we're not going to find our purpose with struggling and doing this until we give up and we surrender and we begin to dream again as a child, to begin to dream about the goodness, to be able to live every day about the goodness. Now, I can tell you, people are being drawn in different directions. Some very dear people to us and to me in other places have gone home to the spirit world lately. They're drawn. That's where they're supposed to go right now. People, there's movement already for people. I know Reverend Scott once said, we were talking about some people that are making changes, major changes. And he said, you know, Connie, because there's changes in his family too, he said, I feel like we all have a bucket list that we don't know about. And it's like the gravitation is pulling us in different directions so we can be at the right place for us at the right time. I really believe that. But I can also remember when Spirit was talking about the people who can't understand, they just can't quite make it, and they can't get out of that negative mode. They can't get out of that mode where I'm going to have a dream connection. I'm more. I'm part of the stars. I'm part of the rainbow. I'm part of life, the goodness of life. But you know what? That's a choice. That's opening the door to the energy that we have found, that spiritual energy. But there are some people who can't find that. They don't know it exists. And they choose to still be in that negative vibration. And Spirit said, in this time of the conflict and the great divide, everybody will gravitate to the goodness or sort of self-destruct in their own thinking of negativity. I see that now. And you know the saddest thing about that? If you're in that mode, sometimes it spreads. And other times, but there are other people would just soon that we take our light and go somewhere else to leave them alone because that's where they're happy. So we have to realize and respect everyone is in a different place. But you know, we can't change someone else's pathway. And we can never change someone else. The only person we can change is us. And we can choose to be upset because those loved ones are making their changes or they're not thinking constructively. That's where we can never, you know, in the Bible, don't look back. Don't look back. Look forward. Look forward. And for those people who are looking back or don't want to change in a different vibration, maybe that's what they came for this lifetime. It's learning to respect and to look and within ourselves and still send that light to humanity, to still send the light to the universe, to become part of that rainbow connection. Now, one thing I found is if you're really down and out and you can't find yourself, if you're really in that pity party, sometimes we need to get over ourselves. We need to go help somebody else. We need to get out there and smile at someone else. We need to get out there and maybe volunteer for something. You know, I tell you, my husband's been kind of turned upside down ever since Doris is gone. He enjoys that every day of taking care of someone. So I think he needs to go volunteer somewhere. That's up to him. But, you know, you can see examples of people and in our lives. And sometimes the old drudgery of dusting and mopping and vacuuming, if it's responsibility, the burden gets too much. If we connect to that rainbow connection, you can play like your Kermit and have it cleaned up in no time. Right? It all depends on our thinking and our vibration. And when we're in that right thinking, we always have the energy to go out and have some fun or do what we want to do. And this season of Thanksgiving, I just want to say, I am so grateful and so thankful for every change in my life. Some people don't like changes. I have found that changes are movements of learning, of movements of blessings, and sometimes movements of heartaches that come back and bless us later on when we just hold on. But if you think that I was a little teary-eyed, well, ago, I was. Because... excuse me. Forty-eight years ago. Excuse me. I was pregnant with Melissa. And my husband at the time sat on the board of Planned Parenthood. And I was really, really, people tried to talk me into aborting her. I'm not against abortion. Everybody has to go to what they think. I am not against. But I knew within my heart I couldn't. But I was metaphysical then, and I went to class. And I didn't know what to do. And I was a little down because of the struggle of, you know, there are these campaigns that we're all supposed to get on to for mankind. And the population explosion, we were all supposed to do our part. Well, I tried. But, you know, I went to class, and there was this little lady that sat across from me, had no idea I was pregnant. And she looked at me, and she said, "I see a little blonde, curly-haired girl in front of you. And I have one thing to say. She's going to be the blessing of your life." Well, the reason, I hate to cry, but in thankful and everything, at that time, I thought, you know, I lost my parents, and this is not a pity party, but I can remember with losing her father, and that I thought, I can't wait for 50 years to pass to see what my life's going to be, getting through the grief. You know, we all have gone through grief. It's tough. And I guess I was wishing my life away. But I know when my parents left, I thought, I wonder if I will ever have a family. Well, I never go to Indiana for Thanksgiving because I'm always here. Next week I won't be here. And all of my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and a few others and their mates are all coming. What is it? 22 adults and 13 children. Most of them from me. It's just amazing. How did that happen? But, you know, it's all of a sudden when you are getting ready, when everyone is going to be there, you realize how blessed you truly are. And even though we go through tragedies, you know, life has a way. If we can just hold on, life has a way of fulfilling us, even our dreams beyond our recognition of the rainbow. Because sometimes in our life, when tragedies happen, we think life is not for us momentarily, but it is. So, and I thank you all for coming. I thank you for being my friends. I thank you for the rainbow connection here. And I wasn't going to say anything, but the church might be moving on. It might be sold. We don't know yet, but it appears as though it might be. So we'll have to look to our future and our rainbow connection as to where we're going. So God bless it all. Let's all just be so thankful and grateful for who you are. And remember, you can go home and work and work and work, and you still are going to have more work. But go home and play and be grateful and have that connection. If you have to turn up Kermit, go find us Kermit. But I had no idea it was the anniversary. That's wonderful. Well, I'm going to tell you something about this daughter here. When she was very little, she loved the Muppets, and she loved Sesame Street. And, you know, the old TVs that sat on the floor, she would back up and try to get into the television. So she really believed, and I will tell you, she really does know how to believe in dreams. And I guess one reason why I was a little, also a little melancholy is she will be moving. She has taken some classes and will be moving to Indiana and maybe down south and some other places with a new job. So we wish her well, and I'm glad.
I used to think I could